No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and one story leads to another. Last week, you heard Roy Brook as he shared about his American flag effort called the American Flag Project. That led me to Sean Kenny with Stars and Stripes for Warriors. And then Sean Kenny with Stars and Stripes for Warriors led me to Jamie Popwell with Flags for Vets. And right now, I do have Jamie Popwell on the line. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Jamie.
Thank you, Marcus. Great to be here.
I'm loving how this works. We start with one individual who is honoring veterans and those who are making a difference in our community by holding a flag, and that is Roy Brook. And then that leads to another segment with Sean, and now to you. I appreciate the connection that this is making with people who are out there making a difference, and I wanted to give you the opportunity, Jamie, to share about Flags for Vets, how it got started, what it means to you.
Absolutely. Flags for Vets for me was formed, I guess you could say, officially in January of 2017. A small backstory to it that I don't know if we've got enough time on the show to maybe go into, but I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. I had come back from Afghanistan in 2015 and working as a consultant for a company and going after State Department contracts, and was laid off 3 days before Christmas in 2016, and decided at 52 years old, having never been unemployed, I needed to find something to keep me busy. I really felt like this was God's calling for me in another way, maybe to be his hands and feet for the ministry and honor veterans for their service by gifting a flagpole and a flag to them. And that's kind of where it was formed. And our first installation officially was January 27th of that year to a gentleman named Ralph Powell, who is a Vietnam veteran from the U.S. Army.
We just had recipient number 506. You posted about that several days ago on Flags for Vets on Facebook. Number 506, you crossed that 500 mark. What did you do when you crossed 500, realizing that you've been able to honor that many individuals so far?
Well, I took a deep breath. I ordered 25 more flagpole sets, and I set off to scratch off a few more names on the list. It is at this point, as of today, a little over 200 waiting. Since the 506th installation, I've done six more. So we are currently at 512. And I think my chapter in Texas yesterday, one of my chapters in Texas, honored another couple of veterans, but I haven't gotten confirmation from them yet. So we could be north of 512.
How many chapters are there right now, Jamie?
Well, I've got seven that I would consider true chapters, and those are individuals who I have either put a flagpole up for them, or they know me or worked with or for me in my past life and know and feel strongly about what I do and wanted to continue that mission. So there are seven now. I've got three in Texas. I've got two in Kentucky. I've got one in West Virginia. I've got one in Florida. I have one in North Carolina, but they have moved to North Alabama. So I guess maybe I've got a North Alabama chapter now, although they haven't been able to put any up for me. But I've got volunteers that are willing to do this in seven or eight other states, and I just can't logistically support yet. But that I do feel like that will grow this year, at least another two or three chapters. And normally how I form a chapter is I'd like to visit that state first. I'd like to honor a couple of veterans in that state and kind of turn the reins over to anybody that's willing to do it for me, so I don't have to make a trip back to a state that's cost prohibitive for me.
My show is based in North Alabama, so whoever's in North Alabama so far representing Flags for Vets, they would be more than welcome to kick off through the Mark White Show and to start recognizing some people across North Alabama, Southern Tennessee. They're amazing people who have served our country that live in our area. I'm really proud of those who live in North Alabama that we've been able to recognize over the past years that the Mark White Show has existed.
I will pass that information on to them, and I am 100% sure that they would love to have either you and someone from the show tag along, or maybe conduct an interview post installation on one of the veterans that that we've got on our list to honor in that part of the state.
Sure. And Jamie, I was thinking about what you first said when we started the conversation about not having a job and trying to figure out something to do. And that's the boat that a lot of people have found themselves in 2020 with COVID-19, people losing jobs, looking for opportunities. And one of the things, of course, with what I do, I focus on people who are making a difference and share their stories and try to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference like they're doing. And I had a job and then lost that job. So this is what I do all the time now through the Mark White Show. And there are people listening right now that are probably in a similar boat where maybe they are twiddling their thumbs, wondering what they can do in their community to make a difference. And it sounds to me like not only are there opportunities outside of Flags for Vets, but it sounds like there may be opportunities within Flags for Vets as well.
There's always opportunities. And I joke with my chapter heads that I will pay them exactly what I get paid as a CEO. We are all volunteer, and you know, 2020 was a challenge for all of us. And for someone like me who has spent significant time overseas and always going 100 miles an hour with my hair on fire, to be sidelined with something like this and not be able to continue to do what my passion for doing is, and that's honoring and meeting other people, it was a challenge. We had to adapt, and as the Marine Corps says, improvise, adapt, and overcome. And so we were able to make a difference in a few other ways this past year that I really didn't foresee doing. But again, because of COVID, we just had to reach out to veterans in other ways. And so 2021 for me, I'm laser focused on continuing what I felt like is a lifelong passion. And, you know, when I sat down on January 1st and recounted and revisited what 2020 held for us, it helped me form what I feel like I'm capable and all of our chapters are capable of doing this year, and that's reaching at least another 100 veterans But maybe branching out and doing a few other things too that, you know, maybe not necessarily putting flagpoles up, but honoring and helping those who either can't help themselves or maybe they can, but they need to be recognized and deserved as well. So
one of the quotes that I've always enjoyed using is, it's no step for a stepper. And it doesn't matter if it's COVID-19 or any other kind of challenge out there. If you are a person who steps into action, who takes that step, you're going to keep stepping. You're not going to stop. And that's where I see your effort, Flags for Vets, has been doing through 2020. Otherwise, you couldn't be talking to me right now. Over 500 people that you have recognized and moving towards an even bigger number with these chapters. You don't stop and say, well, I'm sorry, guys, we have COVID-19. We just can't do anything now. We're going to stop for a year. You wouldn't be where you are right now if you had done that.
Well, that's true. And I am like you. I'm somebody that I'm not good. It's not good for me to be idle, to sit idle. I don't do well with that from an emotional and a mental standpoint. So the last thing I need is to be watching the grass grow or the paint dry, as we say. So just trying to find a way to stay busy and trying to find a way to continue to honor those that served. I was fortunate that in 2019, looking ahead at 2020 and not really knowing what 2020 was going to hold for us, you know, when I put my budget together and go to the board to say, hey, here's what I think we're going to do in 2020 based on what we did the year before. And I had set, you know, a realistic goal of another 100 veterans. And by March, I was well on my way to at least meeting that goal. But, you know, everything came to a screeching halt on March 12th. And I didn't put another flagpole up for almost 3 months. And even with that, getting back on the road in a very limited capacity, doing some short trips around the state, we were just under 100 by the year's end, and we only missed it by about 13 or 14 flagpoles. And I'm a little hard on myself, but I had knee replacement surgery in November. I had COVID in January of this year. So, you know, I kind of kicked myself, but I've had a couple of other challenges that befell me. And so, you know, regardless, we still were able to at least get close to meeting our goals. So that's why I entered this year with the vision that 100 was not going to be outside of, you know, my realm. We were going to do it one way or another. If we could do almost 100 with last year, we can do 100 this year with nothing in front of us but blue sky.
Absolutely. Well, my show went to almost completely 100% over the phone, where I used to visit hospitals. I used to go see the children that I was trying to recognize and try to let the families know that I was there. And, of course, a lot of those situations changed for me. The World War II veterans that I was able to encounter in person, and those interviews dried up as far as being there in person. But I certainly found the way to do it over the phone, and we've kept this thing going. And, of course, Jamie, you developed this idea, Flags for Vets, to recognize those who have served our country by erecting flags and flagpoles in their honor at their homes. And if you'll stick with me, I want people to know exactly how they can support Flags for Vets.
Absolutely.
Great. Right now, folks, we're talking to Jamie Popwell. He is with Flags for Vets. I want you to find a place where you can help Flags for Vets. Be a volunteer. Support this effort. Sounds like it pays big bucks if you get paid the same as the CEO of Flags for Vets. That's just a joke, folks. You don't get paid anything. You go and make a difference, and you feel it in your heart after you're done honoring those who have served our country. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good to be. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill.
For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm so glad to have Jamie Popwell on the line with me right now. We're talking about Flags for Vets. I like the theme of patriotism, love of country. You've heard in the last couple of interviews with Roy Brook, as well as Sean Kenny, as we talked about the American Flag Project and also Stars and Stripes for Warriors. Now we're talking about Flags for Vets. One thing has led to another, and if you followed this show, you are getting a good dose of patriotism, love of country, and thankfulness for those who serve. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Jamie Popwell.
Thank you, Mark.
You know, there are people listening right now who may be wondering what they can do to make a difference. We talked about it in the first segment, that there are opportunities out there. And Flags for Vets may be exactly what someone's been looking for. I want to make sure that in this interview, we give everybody the information, the tools that they need, that if they want to reach out to you and be a part of this effort, that they can certainly do that.
Sure. Flags for Vets has, we have, of course, our social media platforms, and social media nowadays, is, as you can well imagine, Mark, is what drives anything that you want to get out as far as the message goes. Social media can be your best friend, or it can be your worst enemies. And I'd love to be able to not only reach out to other veterans and other, you know, other people out there that really share my same passion, but it's my way of recognizing those veterans too. So there's a couple of ways. First of all, if you go to Flags for Vets, to our Facebook page, it's very simple. Just type in Flags for Vets. I'm based out of Auburn, Alabama. There are a couple of other social media sites or Facebook sites that are similar to ours. But if you type, if you look on our Facebook page, it'll be pretty obvious we're here and based out of Auburn. So social media for us under Flags for Vets in Facebook and on Instagram, Flags for Vets and the number one. Actually, I even have a Twitter account. I know I'm kind of a big deal. I've got like 150 followers now. So
that sounds like me.
Yep. So every now and then we'll post on Twitter, but usually it's at Flags for Vets and the number one. So those three sites on the social media side, if you go to the internet, it's flagsforvets.us. Now, Flags for Vets is spelled out all one word. That's FLAGSFORVETS.us, like United States. So if you go there and click on that link, that takes you directly to our website. It's got an about page, a mission page, a donate button. And then when you click on the donate, it tells you what you're donating towards. The cost of a sponsorship if you want to sponsor a veteran or if you just want to nominate a veteran. So those are the ways electronically to search us and seek us out. My information is on all of those sites. Jamie@flagsforvets.us is my email address, and that's just my first name, Jamie, and then of course @flagsforvets.us. So send me an email if you're interested in donating, if you're a business that's interested in sponsoring either one or more veterans, or you just want to contribute, we are a 501c3, a designation by the IRS, so we are a tax non-taxable or tax-free organization, a nonprofit in every sense of the word. This is a passion for me, and I never really looked at it as a business, although it really is a business. And the first couple of years kind of drank from a fire hose and realized that it's not just about putting up flagpoles. If I want to sustain what I'm doing, I have to have sponsorships, and I have to have those that are willing to commit to helping us either financially or by volunteering or both. So reach out to me on any of those platforms. I will respond back with ways that you can help. And hopefully, you know, we can get you involved on some level. And you can feel, really, without sounding cliche or cheesy, you can feel what I feel when I put a flagpole up for veterans. It is an unbelievably indescribable experience to see somebody that gets a flagpole put up in their yard and their reaction. I'd love to have you on board.
One of the things, Jamie, I think about, there are a lot of distractions if we allow them around us right now. They've existed as far as we can think back in time, but if we focus on something that we can do in our communities, and I had a friend tell me several years ago as I was developing Difference Makers, which is a 501c3, and then started the Mark White Show, I was a little bit overwhelmed because I had so many things that I wanted to do, but this friend told me, he said, Mark, you have to do what's doable. And there are some things that are out there that are doable. And I hope that people listening right now realize that they do have those opportunities out there, and don't be distracted by so many different things out there that keep you and prevent you from making a difference in the way that you're supposed to. Each and every one of us has a purpose in this life, and it's our job to find it and figure out what we're here to do. And there may be an opportunity out there, as we said, for someone through Flags for Vets. So I do want anybody out there that feels distracted, that feels like, even when it comes to our country and patriotism, to know that there are people out there who need our recognition, who need us to honor them, who need to know that we appreciate what they've done for us in service of this country.
Absolutely. You couldn't have put it any better, Mark. You know, the 512 individuals that we've gifted flagpoles to, actually, that's 512 flagpoles. There have been the ripple effect to what we're able to do for that one veteran is I don't think you can quantify it. I don't think you can put a number on the people that it has affected in a positive way. Of that 512 flagpoles, we've gifted 15 of them to Medal of Honor recipients, and that is a very select company. There are only 69. Recipients left alive. It is truly a dying breed in every sense of the word. There's only two left alive from World War II. There's only two left alive from Korea, and the rest are either Vietnam or the War on Terror. So, for us to be able to not only meet and you know, be introduced to individuals like that, But to honor them with the flagpole is an incredible experience. And I would, you know, without going too far down this road, I would encourage anyone out there. They say the chances of meeting a Medal of Honor recipient are 1 in 400,000. So for me to not only meet but do this for 15 of them, I've defied all odds, I guess, or statistically speaking. But familiarize yourself. Anyone out there that's listening, familiarize yourself with what these men have sacrificed for their country, and not only Medal of Honor recipients, but I'm sure there are people that know a loved one or a friend or someone that served. And even if you don't honor them with the flagpole, please take a chance to shake their hand and just tell them thank you. That's all these veterans ever do it for. And really, it's not even for that. It's just love of country. And anyone that wants to volunteer on whatever level, whether it's with me or whether it was with another nonprofit, or whether you want to start your own thing, hey, you know what? There is nothing to stand in your way. When I formed Flags for Vets, it took $150 to open a bank account. $88 of that came from my piggy bank, and the rest of it came from whatever cash I had. And that's what I started Flags for Vets with, $150. And you know, that's, there are times when that's probably what I had in my bank account, but it never deterred me from honoring our veterans in some way, shape, or form. And God has always provided, always, and I underline that and put it in bold, every single installation that we have put up has been covered under in some way. So I've been blessed on so many levels to be able to do this. And I truly believe, like I said, that I'm led down this road, and I don't know where it's going to end. I don't know what the end figure is going to be. I just know, you know, I'm just kind of working on that dash between when I'm here and when I'm gone. And it's important to me and my legacy to continue to honor those that served in whatever way I'm, you know, I'm physically fit to be able to do.
Sounds good to me, Jamie. And I hope that this interview will help some out there that are looking for those opportunities, and that this will help to grow Flags for Vets. I do encourage them to check out Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Flags for Vets, as well as going to your website, flagsforvets.us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jamie Popwell, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to talk about Flags for Vets.
Well, it's been an honor, Mark. I'm humbled that people reach out to me and want to hear my message. And, you know, I've never been at a loss for words. So, you know, I'm glad that I'm able to take a few minutes with you and maybe push this out to your audience. And who knows? You know, who knows who's going to hear it, and who knows who needs to hear it right now. That's even more important, not necessarily to help me, but maybe they're struggling with something, and this is just their outlet to be able to tackle that struggle, whatever that is. So thank you so much for the opportunity, Mark. God bless you. And, you know, you've always got an opportunity to come hang out with me and put up a flagpole.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate you, buddy. Folks, Jamie Popwell with Flags for Vets. Again, I want you to check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's Flags for Vets. And also go to their website, flagsforvets.us. You know, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers. We're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you will follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and on TuneIn Radio. As always, folks, if this show is making a difference in your life, I hope that you'll share it with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people. Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Quentin Aaron, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. I want to encourage people to be more kind to one another. We only have one life to live, and let's do it treating people the way we want to be treated in return. Spread some cheer, spread some love, be kind to one another. God bless.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. You are my sunshine, my only. This is
Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.